I'm Ant.
And I'm Tony.
And welcome to the North. We've got a weird, well, it's not a weird, weird episode or a weird topic today. I think it's more of like a segment that we're just taking too far and we're going to turn it into an entire episode. today, Tony and I, we're going to discuss, we're going to do a ranking, actually. We're both going to do a top five, an Ant and Tony top five. And the topic for today's top fives are Black people and white people. So we're both going to detail our top five Black people and our top five white people. we're not doing, you know, your conventional standard run-of-the-mill favorite Black people like Barack Obama and Martin Luther King. Or your good white people like
George Washington and Ben Franklin.
You think those would be like people's actual picks though?
Yeah, because those are like the go-to white people for anybody.
Well, yeah. Well, now I feel kind of bad about my list. Anyway, we're gonna try and stay pretty unorthodox just to give you guys like a good range or a good variety of ethnic people. So it's not boring because everybody can say Martin Luther King and Barack Obama, but really, what have either of them done for us at all, besides die?
Nothing.
off to a horrible start.
Yeah.
Off to a horrible start.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and get it popping with my top five Black people.
Okay.
This is not in any particular order, to be honest. Firstly, I have Martin Luther King.
Yeah, and he, wow.
For obvious reasons.
But what are the obvious reasons?
He's the most profound civil rights activist that we've had
of our generation.
Black people in general.
Just old people.
He has done the most for us and has been the most detailed.
How?
Okay.
Your mom has done more for you than Martin Luther King has.
Directly she has.
So she's done more for you than Martin Luther King
inadvertently has. She wouldn't be able to do the stuff she does for me now if it wasn't for her.
Yes, she would. Like, you're saying if Martin Luther King didn't exist, your mom wouldn't exist? Just move on.
No, because she would be alive, but she probably would be able to vote. She probably wouldn't be able to, like,
okay, but she
live here.
Okay, but she would still have you as a son, and she'd still take care of you.
And we would be getting spat on while we go.
I don't know. Just call me next time Martin Luther King breastfeeds you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number two, I have Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player of all time, and I don't want to hear any argument otherwise.
See, I'm not even a sports guy. I'm a sports guy, but I'm a baseball guy. But I also regard Michael Jordan as just like the best basketball player to ever do it. Yeah. I guess.
And it's. His impact stretches way beyond just basketball. I'm talking about
shoe culture.
I'm talking about he caused the NBA's popularity to skyrocket during the 80s and 90s. It was actually like a point.
He was playing during the 80s?
Yeah, he got drafted in 1984.
Wasn't it like straight out of high school or something?
Nah, he was in college for like 3 years.
Oh, that's disgusting.
At North Carolina.
Imagine going to college.
Oh, yeah. Well, besides all of his basketball achievements, he has like the highest selling shoes for like 10,000 years. Then again,
I want to disagree.
Yeah,
with that.
I mean, I'm of course it's probably not true.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna fact check you on that.
Me personally, I don't like Jordans, but you can't deny
they're like, too expensive impact. For what they are. That's the thing about commodities like shoes, like. Producers, they pay pennies on the dollar to produce things. And Black people, we spend millions on them.
Yeah.
Because we're stupid.
And they're laughing at us because they're selling us stuff that costs like 5 cents.
Yep.
And they're getting like a $10,000 profit.
Anyway, next.
Next is Michael Jackson.
Okay, probably the only one you have that I'll like 100% agree with.
All three of mine are 100% true. But Michael Jackson, one of the greatest musicians to ever live.
Just the greatest person ever.
Debatable. But obviously, I can't argue.
It's not debatable.
I can't argue against you about that.
Just wait till we get to my list.
I'll let you explain more about him.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that.
My fourth one is Jay-Z.
So no one's going to agree with you on that one, actually.
No, you're aware of this. Obviously, recently everybody's heard that he's the first rapper billionaire. He has, like, collected this mass portfolio full of real estate, artwork, his own record label, yada, yada, yada. Just an all-around smart guy, very smart with his money. And I think that's just his money, I think, not even his and Beyonce's combined.
Just very lame pick.
No, Jay-Z, I don't like his music, but he's a good
one. As your number four, I was definitely expecting something more extravagant.
No. Number, hey. Well, I mean, for the black people, I just kind of stuck to the original, like the usual.
The original, yeah, Jay-Z was like the original black person.
You can shut your mouth. All right, my last one is Muhammad Ali. The greatest boxer of all time. Sacrificed his right to fight because he didn't want to go to, he didn't want to enlist in the military after he was drafted to go to Vietnam War.
I'm going to play devil's advocate. I don't think that makes him a great person. If he loved fighting so much, he could have done it for our country.
Well, he's a bad American. No, he likes to use his fists, not guns.
He could literally, if he was as good as a boxer as he said he would, he could just go to Vietnam and just kill everyone with his fists.
Sorry, he's not Luke Cage. He's not Luke Cage.
So he's a fake black person. He's a fake American. He's definitely a fake boxer.
Well, he'll definitely knock your ass out.
Okay,
so
well,
you shut your mouth.
I'm 17 years old and I weigh 150. So. Okay. And he's dead.
Yeah.
So,
well, okay.
I don't think
while
he would.
Was alive, he'll whoop the shit out of anybody. Literally.
Anybody?
Anybody.
Anybody?
I'm talking about anybody who has ever walked the face of this planet.
So if you're saying I just had a gun, he could come up and just kill him?
Exactly. I'm 100% sure.
Exactly. So why couldn't he do that in Vietnam?
Because there's more than just one guy.
But you said he could beat anybody. You said he could just...
Yeah, I'm sure if there was a guy in the alley with a gun, he would beat his ass.
Right, so what's... If there's nothing stopping him from beating one person, what's stopping him from beating, like, a million people?
He's tired.
Nigga.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, those are my top five. The greatest list. I'm sure everybody who's listening will agree with me.
So how are we gonna... I doubt that, but how are we gonna do this? Are we gonna move to my top five blacks, or should finish here?
I wanna hear your wrong list.
Okay. Well, it's not wrong. That's the funny part.
Okay.
I did the opposite of Tony. He didn't do it in any particular order, but I definitely ordered mine. I deleted the number, so I forgot the order. But okay, I'm gonna wing it. So, my number five, Oprah Winfrey. I completely despise Oprah Winfrey as a person.
Me too. Well, I mean, not despise, but I really don't like her.
She's not sexually attractive at all.
Me neither. Or to me neither.
Me.
I basically said the same thing.
You just said you're not sexually attractive, which I agree with.
Yeah.
That's
depressing. I'm gonna go kill myself.
Yeah, now. You should go home. Yeah. You should walk home. I really don't know what to go into about Oprah. Like, I know you guys are thinking like, oh. If you hate her, why is she in your top five? Because just everybody knows her, and I guess that gives you some street cred.
Yeah, and then she did have one of the, like, popular TV shows for, like, a really long time.
Yeah, but it was because people hated her. Like, you know when... They were haters. Like, you watch people you hate just because you want to see them mess up. Like, 90% of her viewers were just racist white people.
Well, yeah.
They wanted to see her say something stupid so they could lynch her.
And she used to be fat.
Oh, yeah, she used to be fat. That's minus 10.
Yeah.
And she has those nasty, she has Oprah Winfrey Network, and then makes, dude, like, the pizzas now.
Dude, I don't need to pay attention to, like, is she even relevant anymore?
Yeah, I don't know. Me and Tony are sitting at a computer now. I'm gonna look up Oprah Pizza and see what it's called. Because I know it's like vegan pizzas, like with cauliflower crust.
Dude,
there
it is.
That's
so disgusting.
That's disgusting. And like what we're seeing right now is just pictures of Oprah eating fat. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's making my stomach hurt, bro.
Classic crust with a twist of cauliflower.
See, that's just a double negative. How is it going to be a classic crust but with cauliflower in it?
Yeah, and it's actually offensive. It's disrespectful and offensive of Oprah to like really put that out there and think that people would eat that.
Like, he's making fun of Italians and their sacred food.
Disrespecting Italians.
Like, just disrespectful, dude.
Yeah, but she's definitely on my top five because she's cool.
Yeah.
My number four, Angela Bassett.
I'm going to be 100% honest. I've heard of her, but I don't know anything about her. Literally.
Yeah, but, okay, are you familiar with just like all the roles she's played?
No.
Are you serious, Tony?
No, I don't know anything about her.
Back to the computer. We're Googling Angela Bassett just so I can just show Tony. He's going to immediately recognize her.
Well, if I don't know her.
Angela Bassett.
She doesn't even look very recognizable.
What are you talking about?
Her name is like, obviously I know her name, but her face doesn't.
Okay, let me go into the roles because I was about to post about this on Instagram the other day.
Okay.
She played Rosa Parks. She played Valletta Wallace, Biggie's mom. No. She played Coretta Scott King. No. She played Katherine Jackson, mother of Michael Jackson. I mean, like,
I haven't watched any of those movies.
That's just the, what do you call the Trinity, but it's like four of them.
The foursome.
She played the foursome of black mothers.
Okay, well, your list is already wrong. If as a black man, I don't know.
Well, you're not a, well, you don't count as a black man.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. But
continue.
If I don't know one of them, then you're wrong already.
Like, your list is wrong. That works.
It's 100% how that works.
I don't know Jay-Z.
Yes, he was on your list.
Yeah, I just know he's bald and has, like, really big lips.
Yeah.
And you recognized Angela Bassett.
You said you recognized her name.
That's the point.
You can name a Jay-Z song. I can't name an Angela Bassett movie.
Ask me to name a Jay-Z song.
No, I just did.
Ask me to name one.
Now you're doing it on purpose because you know.
No, ask me to name a Jay-Z song.
Name a Jay-Z song. Okay, you did that on purpose.
I can't.
Because
Jay-Z's garbage, whoever he is.
100%.
Never heard of that guy before in my life. Okay, anyway, are we still on my... Was that my number four?
Yeah. Yes.
My number three, Jim Carrey.
See, and once again, your list is already wrong. Like, you're breaking a protocol.
I'm breaking protocol?
Yes.
I get what you're saying. Like, oh, it's a top five black people list, so why is there a white guy on there? I think as black people, we've all just come to accept Jim Carrey as one of our own.
Not I.
Okay, well, what if I replace him with Robert Downey Jr.?
Oh, he did play a black guy in Tropic Thunder or something. So he's basically black.
Right. If you can play a black person, if you can go in blackface and play a black person in like a movie and not get immediate backlash from other black people, you're black.
Basically. But Jim Carrey's never done that.
Are you sure? Back to the computer, back to Google. I'm gonna look Jim Carrey blackface. I don't think that counts.
Voltando de Escoste. That's Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, that is Jimmy Fallon.
Voltando de Escoste.
Okay, but we're looking at a picture, a side-by-side, like someone photoshopped Jim Carrey to look black. And does he look bad, Tony?
Yes.
No, he doesn't.
He looks stupid.
That's racist. And you should be prosecuted in a court of law.
No.
No, that's racist.
100%. Robert Downey Jr. looked like a black man when he wore a blackface.
No, he didn't. Back to Google, Robert Downey Jr. blackface. I'm going to just look up RDJ blackface. I wish I could show you guys like what we're looking at.
Look at that.
That literally looks like Robert Downey
Jr. Like a coon.
That looks like Robert Downey Jr. in blackface.
Look at that. That looks like him.
Because that is him.
Look, he has the hair.
He doesn't look black.
Literally, they made a white man have nappy hair. Like, that's a GOAT thing to do. And when did this movie come out? Like, in the 90s?
I thought that was early 2000s. I might be stupid, though. I don't know.
That looks like a black man. Okay.
No, it doesn't.
Y'all can look up Robert Downey Jr. blackface, and y'all can, like, give us your opinion.
Kirk Lazarus. Look up Kirk Lazarus. He just doesn't. He literally looks like a white person.
Because obviously, because the blackface wore off on that picture.
Okay. Okay, so that. Okay. Anyway. So that's my number three. Yes. My number two black person is Michael Jackson.
That's surprising. But continue.
Yeah, and like
I don't even classify him as black because when he died, he was white. So basically, he's a white man.
Okay, well, we'll definitely get into that later. We haven't done white people yet, have we?
No.
Jesus Christ.
Because my white people's list would smoke you at the water.
Oh, it wouldn't. But yeah, Michael Jackson's my number two for obvious reasons. He's the epitome of what it means to be black. He's just an all-star.
Okay,
black
explain
person.
That.
He's done everything. He's the African American with the most records in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Okay, but that doesn't
that's the equivalent of just like a Nobel Prize.
No, I'm talking about your specific statement. He's the epitome of what it is to be a black person. What does that mean?
Oh, because all black people can identify with Michael Jackson. All black people have been beaten by at least one of their parents. All black people are ridiculed by the public. And called unorthodox and weird simply for being black.
I don't think that's happened to me yet.
All black people are versatile with their hair. They can wear multiple hairstyles. Don't say no, because you've done it.
Okay, that's different.
All black people can
okay,
do it.
Okay, take Jiggum Tiggums. JT. Can he wear his hair different ways?
JT, yes, he's developing ways as we speak. For those of you who know JT, Creekwater Bill. Yeah, he can do multiple. He can do nappy or he can do waves. Like, it's simple. Every black person has the capability of doing it. Okay, but
his hair right there, he's taking a white person's hair.
We're looking at a picture, a big poster of Michael Jackson on my wall. But he makes it look good.
Okay, granted, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay. And my number one person is Joe Jackson.
His father?
Yeah, the father of Michael Jackson. One, because he created Michael Jackson, with the best black person ever.
Yes.
I don't think that was necessary to...
I'm just...
Like, was that not a given?
I mean, there's some people that just don't know how fornication works.
Okay, yeah, fornication, right. One, because he's my number one, because he created the best black person in the world. Woo, drop the phone. He's also my number one because he's just like... Okay, if Michael Jackson is the epitome of black people, Joe Jackson is the epitome of fatherhood.
I can't believe that.
What it means to be a father.
That's a good...
He was the best father. He did nothing, literally nothing wrong. He treated his kids with love and respect, and that's why they turned out the way they did. So are we gonna... Actually, let's do it... Let's do Serpentine. Since you started first, I'll keep going, and I'll go on with my white people. I don't think I can rank these, because I just went off of just, like, whatever white people I could think of. But I will try to rank them for the sake of protocol, since Tony's so into protocol all of a sudden.
I didn't say you have to rank them. You just put...
Well, you don't have protocol.
You just put Jim Carrey as a black person.
Don't talk to me. We switched it to Robert Downey Jr. Okay. I switched it to Robert Downey Jr., so okay. Mm-hmm. For those who weren't clear, I switched Jim Carrey with Robert Downey Jr., because he's black, apparently, according to Tony.
Okay.
Okay, my number five white person, Robert E. Lee. Because Atlanta wouldn't be the way it is, like, without... If Robert E. Lee... Who is that? Richard Sherman was the one who marched to the sea, right? Was that his name?
I don't know.
Sherman's March to the Sea? Because me and Tony took Georgia history together, and...
I literally...
12 years ago.
My teacher roasted me in that classroom, so I really don't remember much.
Don't do Phyllis... What's her name? Phyllis? Phyllis Birch?
It's not even Phyllis.
Don't do Phyllis like that.
Okay.
Phyllis taught us well.
Sure.
But yeah, Atlanta wouldn't be Atlanta without Robert E. Lee. Nobody can convince me otherwise. Because literally, if Robert E. Lee, the best Confederate general to ever do it, hadn't done what he did, we wouldn't be where we are geographically. And you literally can't disagree with that.
Okay. But that's because he lost.
Right, exactly, but still, like, so that grants him at least a number five.
He's obviously not the greatest Confederate of all time.
No,
if he lost.
If he had won, he would have been higher up the list. Simple, but he lost, so.
So therefore, why is he even on the list anyway?
Shut up! My number four, Charles Goodyear. And I know you guys are like, whoa, who is that? Who is Charles Goodyear? Look him up. That's all I'm gonna say for now. My number three.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll let y'all look him up.
Yeah, just look him up.
Yeah.
Number three, Paula Deen.
A racist, okay.
Right, but she's publicly racist, and I have to respect that.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't.
Because I wouldn't go out and be publicly racist.
Me neither, but still.
No matter what regard I hold other races and ethnicities to, I can't go out publicly and just be confident about it. So you have to at least respect someone that can. You don't have to agree, but you have to respect. Paula Deen, shouts out to Paula Deen.
She literally wanted, she literally wanted her
like kitchen slaves?
Waiters to look like slaves.
Would you not?
I mean,
don't lie.
I don't know. I don't have the money to even think about doing something like that. So I don't know.
Well, you see, that's the thing about slaves. You don't need money for them.
No, she said to dress them up as slaves.
Oh yeah, you're right.
So obviously she's missing something.
I'm missing something too. How do you dress people up as slaves?
Like a chain around their neck.
In the kitchen though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a dog.
Points for Paula Deen. Definitely she had a theme. Yeah. She found her niche.
Yeah, I'm sure that was in like 2013, but I'm sure now that would be like a fashion statement.
Yeah, it's definitely a fashion statement.
And there'll be nothing wrong with it.
And black people will buy it. They'll buy chains and put them around our necks just purely for fashion.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
Already.
Oh my God, we do.
Yeah.
We literally buy chains to put around. My number two on the list is Ben Franklin.
Okay.
Because he invented everything. Benjamin Franklin literally invented everything.
He literally strapped a key to a kite.
Right, like, who thought, like, you wouldn't catch any black people back then thinking of that.
That's the only thing he did. He harnessed.
No, Ben Franklin created the telephone. He created the water bottle. He created, he made electricity.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Like, he invented electricity.
Yeah, I forgot about that. He's basically Thor.
Yeah, he was literally Thor. Yeah. Thor Franklin. And my number one white person is Michael Jackson.
So you need to take him off your blacklist because
he's no. Before we did this, you said he was both.
But he's mostly white. If you die white, you're white.
I don't think that's how that works.
It's how it works.
But no, he died black, just with a white exterior.
Black is a skin color. I mean, we're not technically even black, but brown is a skin color.
And he wasn't white.
He died white.
He was peach.
No, he wasn't. Donald Trump is peach, and he looks good as peach.
Good night.
Michael Jackson was white.
We're not going to debate this. Okay, Tony's top five whites.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to call him something more respectful.
So I'm about to give y'all so much knowledge, because mine is way better than his. So check this out.
We'll see. It's up to you guys. You guys can define. Okay.
I got Steve Jobs. Invented Apple.
Predictable.
Well, he was co-founder of Apple.
Steve Wozniak.
You know, he got that, he did the Apple keynote for the first ever iPhone. One of the greatest inventions. The greatest invention of our generation. Everybody except for Android, people know what I'm talking about. Mac, and he, the first iMac computer he helped sell, it was the most grossing, computer of the 1998 holiday season. You know, I got that in my head because, you know, Steve Jobs is a legend.
Good job.
And you can't debate it. He is one of the greatest white people of all time. Because for you to own an iPhone 6, you understand Steve Jobs has
Let's be clear, because Tony just tried the absolute hell out of me. I do own an iPhone 6,
so but it's not
currently what I'm operating off of. We're recording this right now on an iPhone X. No, it's literally my iPhone X.
Okay.
You're holding your iPhone 7.
It's not.
Your baby iPhone 7 in your hands. Okay. I have the iPhone X. We're sitting at my iMac with my iPad over on the table over there.
Yeah. You're recording on my iPhone X.
Okay. No.
My number two white person on my list is Larry Bird. Larry Bird, the greatest white basketball player and one of the greatest white athletes of all time.
Just the greatest white person, apparently.
Basically. He would literally talk shit to your face and back it up like 2 seconds later. It's ridiculous. He was up there. He literally, in a league that was increasingly becoming black, he stood his own. And he proved that he was there to stay. Won the MVP twice, I believe. Won 2 NBA championships. You know, just an all-around legend.
So while Tony's blabbering on about Lord knows what, I'm going to go to Cool Math Games.
Okay. Number 3, Eminem.
Pick up the pace, son.
Number 3 is Eminem.
Predictable.
Not predictable because ass didn't even have him on the list.
Right, that doesn't mean he's not predictable.
Okay.
Hold on, wait, I'd like to do a brief intermission. Everybody knows that Adobe Flash Player is, like, shutting down, so Cool Math, which runs on Adobe Flash Player, is shutting down. So Cool Math is shutting down.
In 2020.
In 2020, Cool Math is shutting down, so get in your plays while you can. Good news, they have an iOS app. Cool Math Games is an iOS app with, I think, maybe around like 70-ish% of the games. It's not the same.
Yeah.
Definitely not the same experience or the same nostalgia, but it's worth giving it a shot because it's all we have. Okay, Tony, continue.
Not sponsored by Cool Math.
Definitely sponsored by Cool Math. Okay.
Eminem, the greatest white rapper of all time, came into a black person's entertainment spectrum and is one of the greatest of all time.
Part 3 of Tony saying words he doesn't know.
Do I? Because I'm 100% sure I have a higher vocabulary.
That's literally
just
not
because you went to a Harvard program for like 2 months.
It was 6 months.
Does not mean that your vernacular is higher than mine.
I actually attended Harvard University for 6 months.
Firstly, we don't have to get into that. He has the most Grammys out of any hip hop recording artist of all time.
I'm gonna fact check.
It is 100. I'm 100% honest. Okay, I think 16.
So why are you scared that I'm fact checking?
You can go ahead and fact check.
He's screaming and hitting me while we're doing this.
You have a porn app saved on your favorites. But besides that, the fourth best white person on my list is Bill Gates. Basically for the same reason as Steve Jobs. He was the founder of Microsoft.
You just talk down so hard on Microsoft.
Well, I have an Xbox, so I can't talk down too much.
Okay. Anyway.
Definitely not. Xbox is PS4. Okay. Whoa. Basically the same reason as Steve Jobs, multi-billionaire. He's one of the main reasons why society is how it is today. Lastly, I have a surprise pick, kind of. I have Elon Musk. Basically because I, like, idolize him for the savage and goddamn hoss that he is. He smoked weed on Joe Rogan's podcast. That's fine. Came up to Tesla, another fine car.
Mark my words, one day you and I are going to be smoking weed on Joe Rogan, on the Joe Rogan show. True.
Well, he's 50 years old, so if he doesn't die by then.
Let's hope he does. Yeah. We'll take over the Joe Rogan. You can be Joe and I'll be Rogan.
Yeah, and read off 15 sponsorships.
Right, we'll definitely have to read, like, 30 sponsorships before getting into actual content.
Yeah.
And then the content that we do get to is bad.
Yeah.
And it lasts for 10 minutes.
Okay. But go check out his podcast. After you listen to ours.
After you bookmark our podcast, sponsored by Joe Rogan.
Yes. Elon Musk, he owns a flamethrower, too.
Sponsored by Elon Musk.
Yes. He owns a flamethrower. Also owns SpaceX. He's going to send us to Mars. You know, got some Mars niggas up there waiting for us.
You think his baddies on Mars?
Like Gamora. I'm sure there's people like Gamora on Mars.
Gamora's not from Mars.
Obviously not, but I'm sure there's like some green bitches up there.
There's some down here.
Are there?
Yeah. I can name a couple.
Okay, well, we're not going to get into that. But that's my list. I would love to hear y'all's opinion on whose list is better. I'm going to go over mine one more time. My blacklist is Martin Luther King Jr., Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson, Jay-Z, and Muhammad Ali. And my top five white people list is Steve Jobs, Larry Bird, Eminem, Bill Gates, and Elon Musk.
And then we'll just recap my list real quick. My top five black people: Oprah Winfrey, Angela Bassett, Jim Carrey, Michael Jackson, Joe Jackson. My top five white people: Robert E. Lee, Charles Goodyear, Paula Deen, Ben Franklin, Michael Jackson. That's where we were going to end this episode, but I'm definitely going to go off on a whim on a different tangent, and we're going to go do another top five ranking.
Are we?
But yeah, this one, it's a singular top five, and we have to agree on each of, like, on the placement.
Okay.
Of each. Top five cool math games.
Okay.
Rotate and roll. All
right. Okay.
Oh. Yeah, we're scooting into the computer right here.
Firstly, the first game I think I've ever played on here was Run. But
it is?
Yeah, but my...
Did you just get on Cool Math like yesterday?
No, Run is the OG Cool Math game. If you didn't start to run, you're lame.
If Run was your first Cool Math game,
yeah,
you're lame.
You're 100%
and you're
wrong.
A bandwagon.
There you go. But my number one is Papa's Freezeria. That game is... I still play that game to this day.
The Papa's series could make its own top five list.
Yeah.
That'll definitely be a different episode because we know how much you guys love. Yeah.
So we're going to...
role play.
We're not going to include any Papa's games because they would have taken up my top five personally.
Yeah. Okay, so we are agreeing on Run, but where are we ranking it?
I'm putting that at number one.
I can't let you do that.
I'm putting that at number one.
I can't let you do that. Have you never played Rotate and Roll? Bloxors
is definitely I would say number five because I'll get very frustrated and I'll quit.
Bloxors number five. If you guys aren't familiar with Cool Math Games and you're stupid, you've never played Bloxors, it's like this, you're on this like platform above this floating red and black abyss. You're on this stone platform and you're this
rectangular prism,
yeah, and he's got like a cool gradient thing on him, and you move yourself and you flip and roll and orient yourself around the platform to get into a hole. Self-explanatory.
Vehicles is a cool game.
Sugar.
Sugar.
I think I can give that an honorable mention.
Yeah, I'll give it an honorable mention. Number six, because it's so simple. Yet, it just wasn't, like, filling enough.
Yeah, it's cool. Say. It's cool to do. It's a very slow paced game, and it's cool to play like when you're in the computer lab in fifth grade and you don't want to listen to what your teacher's saying.
Yeah.
It's the one where the sugar falls down from the top, and you draw these lines to and the sugar bounces off the lines and falls on them, and you get the sugar into the cup. Like, pretty basic. Let's see. We're flipping through the
Duck game. Life.
No. I don't. We're gonna skip that.
No, we're not. I don't. No,
honorable
we're
mention.
Not.
Can nope. we agree? Honorable no. mention, please. They're Duck Life.
No, dude. Literally, Duck Life is a go. And then you're skipping so many. What
Fire
are you
Boy,
doing?
Fireboy and Water
go,
Girl.
No. We're gonna cover that later.
No, we're not gonna cover that now.
We're gonna go back to the world's hardest game.
I'm taking dominion over you.
You're not.
I'm employing my dominion over you right now. We're gonna jump straight to Fireboy and Water Girl. I rank that number two.
I agree.
Okay.
Okay. But the world's hardest game will be coming in at a smooth 4, and I don't want to hear anything about it.
Raft Wars. Well, Raft Wars wasn't initially Cool Math. It was Y8.
No, it wasn't. It was not Doppler.
You could play Raft Wars. Okay, you guys know Raft Wars. It's like these two like yellow ovular headed creatures, and they're on these like inflatable rafts, and they're shooting tennis balls and stuff at some pirates. You could play that on literally any game website before you could play. I always played it on Addicting Games.
Yeah.
You could play that on any website, and it just recently, like, I think I'm saying recent as in, like, years. Within the past 2 years, it's been recently put on Cool Math. So right now we've got Bloxors at number 5, Fireboy and Water Girl at number 2. We don't need to explain Fireboy and Water Girl because it's a GOAT game. Okay, we're back to Run.
Run is on number 1.
I'll give you that.
It was addicting. It's too addicting.
I'll give you number 1.
I think that was my first addicting game.
I'll give you number 1. So I want to jump back to Rotate and Roll. Did you never play that?
No.
You serious? You like joking?
No, Rotate and Roll, it doesn't.
We're looking up Rotate and Roll because Tony's spastic and his brain is seizing right now.
And it's right there.
Shut up. Rotate and Roll. So there, once again, we're at ominous background.
I have played Rotate and Roll.
Yeah, it's like these wood platforms. You've got a ball in it, and you rotate the platform to roll the ball to like the little end.
The bubbles.
Point. Yeah, the bubble. You don't remember this being a GOAT game?
Yeah, but it wasn't on Cool Math.
Yes, it was.
Okay, go back.
Because
I've never played it on Cool Math. I played on Not Doppler.
It's a Cool Math game. Like, it's a Cool Math original.
No, it's not.
Like, it's not on other websites.
It's on Not Doppler.
You were just saying you've never played it.
I've played it on Not Doppler.
Rotate and Roll.
These are
Cool Math games. No, cool not. Math invented Rotate and Roll.
100% sure it's not.
Oh, that's tough. Game not working. Click here to enable Flash Player. That's tough. Honorable mention. We'll give it an honorable mention. We're scrolling through
Snake.
The Cool Math. No.
Yes.
I'm skipping you.
It's definitely Snake is like a really great
right
game.
Right now we're at Bloxors at number 5.
Fireboy and Water Girl number 2.
And Run at
number 1.
Bloons Tower Defense.
That wasn't a Cool Math original. But I mean, we can count that. But we'll count it. I'll say we'll put that at number 4.
Okay. Okay.
Because I put that at number 3, actually.
Number 3?
Blooms is very addicting. Like, and when you would get very far and you would be, like, unstoppable.
Yeah. That was the I GOAT. Was definitely the cool nigga in the computer
Yeah, that
lab.
Was the GOAT feeling.
He's like, oh, but I've got super monkeys, so don't actually don't talk to me, Kevin. Actually, Kevin, you can't even sit by me.
Yeah.
Actually, Kevin, I'm telling Miss Lance at the front of the classroom, I'm telling on you. I'm going to raise my hand.
Up.
Yeah, get your monkeys up, bud. I'm reporting you and saying you're bullying me and you touched me.
Yeah.
Freaking Kevin. We're clicking through more games. Let's see. Just like off the top of your head, like, I guess what makes them the good games is like how memorable they are.
World's hardest game. World's hardest game.
I refuse to agree with you.
World's hardest game.
No, we just need to find one that we both agree on.
No.
You can't say no. Like, it's a collective top 5.
But it's my list.
No, it's our list.
Because I'm the alpha male and you're the beta.
But I can literally you're sitting in my house in
I can
my room
definitely
in,
take
in my lawn chair
recording on my iPhone X.
No, we're
therefore
you have to stop telling people it's your iPhone X. It's my iPhone X. Okay. So what phone is that in your hand right now?
My spare iPhone 7.
Your spare iPhone. Well, it's, you use your spare as your go-to?
I have an
iPhone. Your spare is your main? Okay. Whoa, out bad. We're not doing Duck Life, so please don't do that. Factory Balls.
Duck Life was a GOAT game. Okay, all the people listening, Duck Life was one of the most memorable games we've ever played on a computer. I know for sure. I say Duck Life is number 4.
Let's click through these games.
Now we'll round out the list.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm about to take command.
You can't do that in my home.
World's Hardest Game or IQ Ball. I like IQ Ball.
I did really love IQ Ball. But I don't love it as much as I love World's Hardest Game. I'll give you World's Hardest Game. But it's not coming in at number 3.
It's definitely coming in at number 4.
Number 4. Like I said.
Okay, so that's the list. Number 1 is...
We don't have a number 3.
Yes, we do. Number 1 is Run. Number 2 is Fireball and Water Girl. Number 3 is Bloons Tower Defense.
Yeah, you're right.
Number 4 is World's Hardest Game. Number 5 is Block Source.
Okay. Is there any... Let us know. You can send in responses and stuff. Let us know what you guys think of our 2 lists so far. We're at 35 minutes. We're almost at 40 minutes, Tony. Gosh. Let's go ahead and let's do one more collective top 5.
Okay.
Let's go on art interests. Let's do something WWE related.
Okay.
And we'll just have to explain it to the people. To the lame people who don't know about wrestling.
Let's say top 5 finishers, WWE finishers of all time. Okay, and for all the lame niggas who don't understand what that is, it's a WWE finisher is a signature move used by...
Let's be clear, a signature move and a finisher are 2 different things.
They're Tony called stupid. 2 different things, but that's what it is described as. It's a move that is meant to be used as a finishing blow on their opponent that will cause them to win the match. It's supposed to be very painful, look very painful, and be very effective, obviously, because it's usually used at the end of matches.
Yeah, it's usually like a, I wouldn't call it a last resort, but it's definitely like there's no more punches I can throw. I've got to use this move on this guy to win.
Yeah.
So here, just give me, let's start with number 5.
We're doing specifics for like certain finishers that multiple people has had.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, I'll say... I don't know. I can't go off of number 5. Okay, number 5, I'll say the Code Breaker, Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho's Code Breaker, I'll also give that a number 5. I'll agree with you on that one.
Literally, the Code Breaker was literally a man jumping up and yanking your head down to his knees.
Yeah, so you're facing a person. He jumps up to where his knee is at your chin. He grapples the back of your head, holds your head to his knee, and then just falls down on his back. So your head is being dragged down to the canvas. Not the canvas.
Yeah, it's the canvas.
The canvas. It's being dragged down to some guy's knee on the canvas.
Good.
It definitely hurts. I always rank my finishers. My finisher, like, is most effective. One, if it just simply if it comes into contact with the head or the skull, and if you're falling.
Yeah.
So, and that's just a mixture of both. So I'll definitely give that a number 5.
Okay, so number 4, I'll say Shawn Michaels, Sweet Chin Music.
I would place that higher on my list, but I want to see where you're going to go with this.
Because it looks... It's a very effective move, obviously.
It's just a super kick.
Yeah, it's been kicking you like straight in your jaw.
Yeah, he gets a good few steps. He plants a foot like maybe 3 feet away from you and just rams. He just like pushes his
foot straight into your jaw.
Into your jaw.
But I say it's that because he made it look good.
Like, yeah, like we're saying, it's really just a super kick.
Yeah, but it's the way he set it up.
It's the presentation.
It's the way he like the opponent sells the move very well.
Yeah.
All in all, and it looks like it hurts.
I've seen a couple, but botched. Yeah, botched.
But Triple H always seemed to make it seem good. And speaking of Triple H, I say the pedigree is number 3.
Please don't. No.
The pedigree is number 3 on my list.
Like, I get where you're going. It's definitely one of my top moves, but I wouldn't place it at number 3.
It's a man putting his head between his thighs.
Right, that's where I...
And slamming into
That's where he drops in the ranks with me.
The aspects of the move might not seem very desirable, but the impact of it is definitely there.
Okay, you're not going to like my number three. Dolph Ziggler's zigzag. No. Which is literally this. It's the same thing as a code breaker, just backwards.
Yeah, I mean, I can see the whiplash coming into play, but I really just see him use it a lot.
He's behind you. He jumps. I'm going to play just like a zigzag compilation for Tony, just so he can see.
I understand the zigzag.
If you can rank the code breaker in the top five, then the zigzag has to be in your...
Okay, it could be an honorable mention, but it's not going to be in my top five. I don't believe that it's a...
We're going to watch it. We're going to watch it.
It's an effective move.
And, like, I think his execution, he's jumping up to your height and slamming your face into the... Tell me that's not...
That didn't look like it hurt.
Okay, just keep watching.
It doesn't look like it hurts. If I'm being...
Okay, Kevin Owens, not Kevin Owens, Bray Wyatt just sold that so hard. I love it. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Bo, like, this is crazy. Dolph Ziggler is an athlete.
He backed right. No, I refuse.
Well, no, that's not because the move is. That's not because it's like a bad move. It's just because the Miz didn't sell it right. But look at this. Okay. Boom.
So if we're, I don't agree with the zigzag. But if you're not gonna agree with the pedigree, there's one we can.
Boom.
Goldberg spear. That one we can agree.
Goldberg spear. I'm glad you said that because I definitely look at that. I'm sorry.
That was just a good
sell. I thought you were going to go with Edge's spear. I knew you were going to give a spear.
Edge's spear is my favorite the best one.
It's definitely not the best one. He definitely flops into your abdomen.
No.
Okay, my number two. Not everybody knows Christian, but Christian's... I forget what it's called. That's how good of a move it is.
No, it's... I'm sorry, but I don't agree with that. Like, I like Christian, but it doesn't look... It doesn't
the kill switch. The kill switch.
Yeah, the kill switch doesn't look as good as... okay, let me see how I'm trying to phrase it. It doesn't look as good as my number two.
He's dropping the entire weight of his upper body onto your skull.
Well, my number two is...
My internet's just... doesn't exist.
Okay, I'm trying to... My number two is the RKO.
My number one is the RKO.
Well, okay. Well, so we can agree on RKO.
Yeah.
That can be interchangeable. Okay, so then my number two is the Stone Cold Stunner.
Okay.
It's a man, literally, your face is hitting somebody's shoulder. And okay. If you look at the cells, while we're looking at that, like at this Edge's spear didn't look effective, but it looked good.
I don't think it looked either. Like, how do you really give someone like a good spear standing a foot away from them? Look at this. And Kurt Angle didn't even sell it right. Look at this. He just, it's offensive that you would rank Edge's spear. No, but you said Goldberg.
Yeah, I said Goldberg. Goldberg looks like it. He was driving straight through you.
Okay, now I'm going to show you Christian's kill switch. See, look, it's already in my... Because it's just an effective...
Because
he's dropping you on your skull, which does it for me. Boom.
Granted.
Boom.
Look at that. He sold it wrong. He didn't have sell that right really.
Okay, well, you don't count the sell.
No, I do count the sell.
Boom! Jack Swagger.
No.
Tony.
No. I'm not denying that it's not an effective move that looks like it hurts. I'm just not putting it above Goldberg's spear, nor the RKO, nor the Stone Cold Stunner.
So we can put it number four? Will you agree with that at least?
Over the Sweet Chin Music?
Damn it.
This is a list that we're not going to be able to agree on.
Honorable mention. I'll let you get away with that. Honorable mention. Okay. Kill switch. I love you, Christian.
I think we had our
list. That's our ranking, right?
Yeah, that's our list.
Okay. Number five was the code breaker. Number four, Sweet Chin Music. Number three, I forgot what that was.
Number three was the...
Christian's kill switch. Mm. Number two...
Goldberg spear was number three.
Number three was the pedigree.
Was it? No, we changed the Goldberg spear.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay, so what was our number two?
Our number two was either the RKO or the Stone Cold Stunner.
Stone Cold Stunner was number two. Okay. RKO was number one.
Yeah, and everybody should know about the RKO. Something that literally happens anywhere. At any time.
And I think we're going to wrap it up there. We're at 45 minutes. And just... If you've listened to this all the way through and just it's 45 minutes of pure glory, we love and respect you. Thank you so much. And if you also, if you made it this far, you know that me and Tony are now just like the crown kings of top five lists. So we definitely want to hear from you guys, not just feedback on what you thought about our list. We want you guys to give us things to rank.
We'll definitely do more of these if we see that y'all enjoy and send in ideas for us to do.
Yeah, because we definitely enjoyed top fives.
Yes.
We sat for maybe 10 minutes before this episode, like, planning what we were going to do. And I was just like, a top 10 list or a top five list. And we were just like, yeah. So it no longer became like, what are we going to do? It was just a matter of what we were ranking. So just give us more suggestions for top five lists if that's what you guys, like, want to hear. Because... Well, we're making it sound like a YouTube video, but podcasts are supposed to be what we want it to be.
Yeah.
But we want it to be top fives. We just want to know what you guys want to hear, too, so we can discuss together like the family we are.
Yeah, but that's going to wrap up this episode.
So that's it for... why do I do that? Why can I not speak correctly? That's it for this episode in our 80 segments. Like we said before, we just hope you guys really enjoyed it. My mom just texted me and told me to set my clock for 6:30. Guess what I'm not going to do, Tony?
Set your clock for 6:30?
Precisely. What a king.
Yeah. You got to stop putting your hand in front of my
mouth. Okay, well, you can stop telling me what to do. Be sure to look out for more episodes. We're definitely coming to you guys with some more content. We're not going to explain why it's been 18 months since we...
uploaded our first and second video. That's besides the point. Just know that we're going to keep uploading, and our content is going to be bigger and greater than ever.
Always. And thanks for listening to... The North.
Thank you.